T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Rob, your daughter is
21.
21. All right. And my man Squid over here is yet to create any people. So one of the topics that hits me and my wife pretty often when we are going anywhere in public with our kids is the topic of screens. To what level you offer your kids a screen, or to what level is it a detriment if you offer your kid a screen? Happens all the time, right? You go to your local watering hole, your Mexican restaurant, whatever it is. It's 5 o'clock because everybody's trying to get their kids in bed early enough. And you look over, and there's a kid wearing headphones with cat ears on the top of them, and they're watching Bluey on the iPad.
Best babysitter ever.
Happens all the time.
It erodes their attention span, though.
The problem is when you go to a sporting event or anything that you are trying to give them a memory, not that they'll have memory, right? But you're trying to expose them to different things, to different opportunities, to different entertainments. My wife and I are taking my 3-year-old and my very, very soon to be 2-year-old daughter. She is she's like a week away from turning 2. My son's about 3.5, all right? Yeah, we sandwiched him in there. The question is, do we take the iPad and offer them a screen if they start to lose their mind? My fear is usually we're on the side of like, no, they need to get to know interacting with people. We want them to watch the game. We want them to see what's going on. We want them to see their environment. The problem is if my son is there and he's having fun and my 2-year-old daughter loses her mind, I don't want to have to leave with my son.
Take the damn screen.
It's just this, but to your point, Rob, you always have that in the back of your head, and it's so funny because if you don't have kids, you're always sitting there watching the people whose kids are glued to their iPads or their phone. They're going, I won't be that guy. I want my kids to have the experience of knowing they're at the Atlanta United game at Mercedes-Benz.
I planted that flag too. I did no more screens. Please. You're so exhausted. Thank God for the screen.
It
destroys their attention.
And we took our son, I want to say 8 or 9 months ago, Rob, to the Atlanta United game. I thought this is a perfect time to get him used. He was like,
working with you that week.
I was like, this is a perfect event. It's decently quick as far as sporting events goes. We'll be comfortable. And as soon as that train horn blew, it was over with. Like, it was like we were in and we were out. So I was very, very careful to get a parking pass and a certain deck, and I made sure that the seats we had were like right inside that first gate from that parking deck, that we were as set up as we could possibly be. We're on like the aisle seat so that if they get crazy, we can escape right there to the concourse. We're on like the back row of the section we're in. Everything's good. I'm doing everything. I'm going above and beyond. The question is, do I take the iPad in my clear bag so that we can make it through security and offer that to them if they start to act out a little bit? Because if I offer it to one, if I offer it to just my daughter, what do you think my son's eyes are going
to
go?
That's hell to pay.
What do you think my son's eyes are going to go?
Take it, man.
Immediately, he's going to be wanting to play.
Either that or ply him with pharmaceuticals.
What would you guys do? Them.
Screens. Take the screens. You want to see the game, don't you?
I do.
Yes.
That didn't happen last time, and me and my wife were having fun. But before halftime, we had to exit the building.
But can't you just take it, but don't let it known that it's there, and then see how long you can go?
That's most likely going to be the plan. The problem is, like I said, you have a clear bag to get in. You have to have a clear bag to get in the stadium. So that's going to be a whole nother ordeal. But I want them to enjoy what they're doing, and I want them to have that different experience, and I want them to watch the soccer game, and I want them to understand what it is and think, this is cool. I remember the first time that I saw a professional sporting event in 1994. I was 7, and I walked into Fulton County Stadium, and the Cubs were playing the Braves, and it was the greatest day of my life. I remember what the grass looked like. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe where I was. Now, I was 7, though, right? That's different than being 2 and 3. I want them to have that experience. They won't remember it. My son's getting to that point where I think he's going to start having long-term memories soon, but I don't know, man. I know that this is a hot-button topic in 2024.
Well,
it perturbs some people.
Yeah, my first sporting event, I was 5, went to a Braves game, riveted.
I want to get Diddy. I know you can't talk in the microphone. Thumbs up for the iPad. He's double thumbs up. He's
gonna take that thing away. I think you guys are taking the easy way out. I think you guys should really man up.
What would Nick Saban do? What would Nick Saban tell you to do?
I don't even think Nick Saban knows what an iPad is.
Parent your children.
He doesn't even.
Get your kids off probably snap still has face.
Probably still has a flip phone. His wife came out the other day and said he picked up his dry cleaning for the first time last week, and he was so excited.
He also sent his own email.
Sent his own email, yeah.
Sent his own email and read it.
Sent his own email, and he was like, look, send an email.
He's going to start trolling people on social media under a pseudonym.
Yeah, wait till he gets a Kevin Durant burner account.
Faux Coach Saban, but it's actually him.
It's going to be hell to pay for somebody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.